Something in your eyes I see. Soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies.
For many years, Molly Inverplank has been one of the most successful and highest paid professional singers in America. But live audiences are only now beginning to discover her talents.
Too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light. Can't hold a candle to your resume.
Most of her career has been spent in recording studios. Got me. Marlene's face is not familiar, but her voice is one you've probably heard thousands of times.
A one-man woman looking for the man that got away.
Good. All right, play, Roger, play the track so we can kind of get a feel of it.
It's the voice that 18 years ago began tempting America to try a bowl of Campbell's soup. Mmm, good. It's the voice whose affirmative, yeah, at the end tried to convince us that weekends were indeed made for Michelob.
The Joker ain't the only fool who do anything for you. Laying out another life.
Dita got a breath from the hill.
Top of page 6.
Marlene Verplank began her career singing in the big bands of Charlie Spivak, Tex Beneke, and Tommy Dorsey. But jingle and studio work require special skills, which she acquired by dedicating 3 years of her life to concentrated study. Today, she's one of the busiest and most successful jingle and studio singers in New York.
I am never bored in the studio. I don't care how dumb that music is or how hard it is. It's a challenge to me to make that thing sound as terrific as I possibly can in the short amount of time that I have to do it.
Let's go, Roger.
I'm ready. We're just a couple bars ahead.
All right. You're letter E, kids.
Studio singers are anonymous performers who sing the praises of products and back up top recording artists. They also do soundtracks to enhance live performances. This track, for the recent Miss America pageant, was mixed with the contestant's live performance to add professional quality.
If you will watch the Miss America show sometime, there'll be like 48 girls or 50 girls up on the stage singing, you know, doing a whole production number. Well, there's also 8 studio singers, and I'm one of them.
Way off in space in the year zero, a rocket ship awaits its crew of 6.
Marlene spends her days going from one studio to another to record.
Which is to see what's up with the human race. Why is this new star in place? Across the brilliant sky they flew into the dark unknown.
The work is demanding and intense and highly rewarding. Jingle singers can earn as much as $200,000 a year.
It's really how quick you are and how good you can be in that quick time. So if you want to stay in the studios, you get awful good, awful quick. But it's up to you to make that thing sound really like you own it, like you've sung it a million times.
night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, and suddenly you're older.
You know, the fun part about doing studio work is when you go into that studio, you're not sure who you're going to see, who you're going to work for. Like, for instance, any given day, I could walk in and sing behind somebody like Perry Como or Tony Bennett or Frank Sinatra.
And the guy with the opening line is, I blew me a cold. What is he saying? I couldn't understand it. I must have heard that thing 100 times. I still couldn't figure out what it was.
Well, there was one thing I wanted.
It was, I believe in miracles.
Oh, there's one thing I had for, a thing I did for Bert. It sounded like I'm in a...
80% of the jingle industry is pronunciation. That's what you ask what a client likes to hear.
Steve Coleman is one of the most successful producers and writers of commercials in the country.
The client likes to sit in his office, and after it has been reviewed by the entire agency, the client likes to sit there and say, that's a good song, and he says it because he's heard the words. And someone like Marlene delivers every time. She's marvelous.
What are you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do about it?
Marlene delivers to live audiences, too. She's made the big jump to the nightclub stage, where she's received critical acclaim. The risk of failure is great. Few jingle singers have become stars.
Of the night, of the night, of the night.
Well, it was very difficult for me to make the transition from the studios to the nightclub, because for a long time I did not perform. I was so entrenched in the studios, I was very, very busy. And I just didn't even think about performing. Well, to memorize a song for me was the hardest thing in the world, because in the studio, all you do is look at the music and sight read it, right? In the nightclub, oh.
I was young.
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Wrong song. Hello. No, wrong key. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. It never is easy, but it becomes a little easier. Like, you know, you always get those butterflies before you go on, and you're always, oh God, please let it be good tonight, you know, and all this. And you know, it really is fun. I'm getting to the point where I can really enjoy it now.
Time and again, I've longed for adventure, something to make my heart beat the faster. All that I want in all of this world is you.